Welcome to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Faith.
Oh man, today we're going to be talking about the best board games.
Nice.
Right?
Love board games.
Mm-hmm. Love them. John, I know you're a big board games fan.
Oh, board games all the way.
I'm telling you, man. And I'm telling... Listen, there are a lot of good board games out there, but like now, I mean, board games have exploded. Oh, there are stores now that you walk into. It's like a warehouse of different board games. What's the... Guardian? Is it Guardian Games in Portland that's really huge? It's got a lot of D&D and board games and stuff. And now they have Mox over in the Pearl. And we've got a lot of good board games at some local shops here, like Batcave Games. They have some good ones, and you can get them over at the mall or CCG House. They got a lot of good board game places right here. So a good board game sets a good tone for like a good game night. Like a good board game.
Absolutely.
You know, it takes 2 to 3 hours. You can do it like 4 to 6 people. I think six people is probably the max you want to do.
There's some.
Unless it's like teams.
It's teams, exactly.
Mm-hmm. What about you, John? You ever do some teams?
Board games? Sometimes we'll do it like, you know, Trivial Pursuit's a great one where you can do it where you have like this 5 or 6 people, or you can do teams of two.
That's a good one. Okay, so I'm going to start with my personal favorite, Connect Four. What do you think about Connect Four? I love it. It is like so mathematical, and it's like a lot of strategy, but yet it's really simple, like checkers.
I actually, so the bar that I work at has a giant Connect Four board.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously it was a slow night because I watched these guys play Connect Four for the entire time, and they were so good at it. And I was like, I was on the edge of my seat. Like, you know, I wasn't like sitting down, but I was like behind the bar, like watching them. And I was like, oh my God,
it gets intense.
What is he going to do now?
It gets intense.
Yeah. It's kind of a simple game, but it has like so many different like versions of it, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Like in the arcades, there's one where you shoot a basketball. That's my favorite one.
That's a good one too.
Because if it bounces, you can totally screw up everything you're doing.
Oh
So it takes like double skill with the Connect Four and then trying to shoot hoops. So that one's fun. Yep.
They also have a big Connect Four like game at Dave and Buster's, and now at the mall they have a round one where it's just like a digital, like they go huge. That's, looks really good. Yeah. Have you guys been to Dave and Buster's?
Oh yeah.
Or round one in the mall yet?
I have not yet.
I've been to round one. I went to Dave and Buster's like beginning of 2020 before it shut down.
Since the pandemic and such. But they got a lot of good stuff out there. Okay, I'm pretty sure everybody knows Candyland.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Candyland. Man, Candyland used to scare me as a kid, though.
Because of the licorice devil?
The licorice devil.
Yeah. Lord licorice.
Lord licorice.
Oh my God. They only made one lord in this house. I grew up really religious in homeschool, so they're like, just call him Mr. Licorice, all right?
He looked too close to the Candyman for me. Like, he looked too close to that guy.
Or him from Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, yeah, him.
That's what he really looked like. Wow.
It's him.
With the sexy boots.
Yeah. If you weren't signaling in that show.
Right. I mean, really.
The writers got away with some mess in that show.
Truly. Well and truly, honestly.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's so many things got to pass.
The Medusa character's name was Sedusa.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You know what I love from that? Mojo Jojo. Oh my gosh, he was the funniest.
I'm gonna have to like look at Candyland again and see like how many crossovers there
are. You know what, I'm just thinking about that too. I mean, man, they might have took some
Queen Frostine, she looked just like Glinda.
That's right.
Explain this. You're from the era when that was made. Explain yourselves. Explain your generation, sir.
I'm more of a shoots and ladders kind of guy.
Shoots and ladders.
And ladders.
I like shoots and ladders, man. It's not very complicated, but it doesn't have to be. You know what I mean?
No, but it explains all about life's up and downs. You know,
there's a lesson. There's a lesson in that book.
There's also snakes and ladders, which is the same game, but a little scarier.
But there's little snakies.
There's a game Faithful, like for sure.
Snakes and snakes. And ladders and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, going leading right into the next game, Risk.
Oh my God, how could you just casually drop Risk in here?
Risk is actually
kidding.
I'm gonna segue from shoots and ladders.
You really need to go from shoots and ladders to Risk.
When Candyland, which is like they're squares, and Risk I've never played, but I've seen my dad play, and I've never been interested.
Don't ever play Risk. I'm this just gonna give you serious. That. Right
I don't
want
to
just...
take the risk.
Ooh. Oh, oof.
Sorry, John.
You stole that one. Thank you very much.
just don't do it. Honestly, it's heartbreaking. and it will.
We were all laughing, but he meant that.
He was like, "No, I'm so mad." Too.
I had that look in my eye, man. I'm like, how dare you? What are you doing?
I felt it.
Oh my god!
I took a risk with it, but I
okay. Smart people game time. What about Scrabble? Scrabble. Oh man, this was the words before friends.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Scrabble absolutely. Was one of those. It was, you know, Scrabble in my house with my mom got intense. Like it was, she was all about like looking, having me look in the dictionary for words.
That is a word. That is a word.
Oh, and people who would
so
like.
So now when I post online, I just post stuff that I know she'll hate. She'll be like, that is not a word. Ain't is not a word. And I'm like, well, we finna use it.
But it's finna.
Nice.
F-I-N-N-A. Yep. It's triple word score. Oh my God.
I only have one thing to say with that. It was like, my dad was the king of Scrabble.
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh no, he was. And see, he was a BS artist, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, but he had this look about him like he knew what he was talking about.
Oh my God.
Right?
Sounds like my Uncle Paul.
And so.
Signs of a generation.
I can remember one time he played this word. He put the word down and was very serious about it. And the word was Tishlock.
Oh, wow.
And somebody's like, what is Tishlock? And he's like, it is that little spring-loaded thing that holds the tissue paper into the holders for your toilet paper. And nobody challenged him because he had that look like, I am very serious.
And this he won the game.
And I don't know if he won the game. He probably did win the game.
If y'all fell for that, he won the game.
Okay? It's not a word, right?
Once y'all fell for that, he won.
He won more than just the game.
Yeah.
But I feel terrible at Scrabble, but.
Before you describe it was supposed to mean, my brain was like, well, that could probably be something to do with tissue and locking. And I was like, it makes enough sense that if you didn't look into it, you might be like, okay, whatever.
There's people out there now using that word, right?
It's a pretty legit sounding word.
Make it happen.
Honestly, in a game of Scrabble, if it goes on long enough, I'll believe anything. I mean, honestly, just let this end, please.
Yeah.
Oh, please, just Tishlock. Yes, you know
right,
what?
Right.
Quadruple word score.
You win.
Take
me off this table.
Did y'all ever play Upwords? It was like Scrabble, but you could stack letters.
Yes.
Wow.
So you could change the sun, put, you know.
That sounds suspect to me.
It's great. Someone put lock, you could put an R on top of it, rock, and take the points. Ooh. It's kind of sneaky. It definitely is more of like.
I have not played that, but I would really like to.
I don't think I would have liked that.
It's like Scrabble stealing my words for thieves. Just,
yes, that's why I like it. Yes, also, that's it. That's the aspect.
Wow, folks, crime is the secret ingredient up in here.
Crime is the best way to win at board games.
Good Lord, you got Sinister in here. Oh, yes, I'll take your words. Mm-hmm. I'll take them. Look at Faith over here.
Is this board game illegal? I'll do it.
What about Battleship? Now, this game, yeah. I love this game. This game's awesome.
So, I actually had a 4-year relationship start with Battleship.
Oh, wow.
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 I gotta hear this one.
Yeah.
Well,
show us your pain.
I went on this. Oh, my God. This is an embarrassing story, and I'm going to share it with all of you beautiful people.
We are here for it, Faith.
I went on this date at Sherry's after work. When I was working.
Oh,
at the
what
mall.
A start. What a start.
I know, right? You know, I was like, meet me at the Sherry's. And
did you eat pie?
I did eat pie, yes.
What kind of pie? Hold on, let's get to the important questions first. What kind of pie?
Probably like Marionberry.
That's a solid choice. I don't usually
eat pie, but I remember that pie was pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks. Because here's the logic behind that. You order Marionberry, you don't normally eat it. So you're thinking, even if this goes sour, at least I had some Marionberry pie.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so we drove him back to his place, and he was like, "You want to come up and play Battleship?" And I was like,
"Oh wow, hold on, we're gonna come back to this one because that's a good place to, folks." That's a hell of a question right there. I want to know if that worked right there. Okay, so we're going to come back. Folks, you're listening to The Rogue Apostles Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindell.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll be right back.
Big thank you to Craft Cannabis, formerly known as New Amsterdam, for supporting our radio community. Craft Cannabis now has 2 locations here in Vancouver. Both locations offer online ordering and curbside pickup. The Mill Plain location has an express window that serves as a contactless option to pick up your cannabis products. The newest shop is located on Andreessen Road, off Padden Parkway, next to the Home Depot, across from Costco. Both locations are open daily, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. More information available at craftcannabis.com.
A big thank you to Vancouver's own Kagan's Theatre for supporting our radio community. Our historic Kagan's Theatre has a long tradition of showing movies for our community, 85 years. Kagan's currently features first-run big studio and art house films along with classic movie revival. Check out their live events, and you can even book the theater for a private party or public event. Go to kagansthatre.com to see how you can rediscover the joy of going out for movie night again. Showtimes, booking information, and more at kagansthatre.com.
You're listening to The Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lynn Deal.
And I'm Faith.
Okay, folks, so here's the deal. Now, we've gotten to a very special part of the show where, for Faith, off of the game Battleship, because we're talking about board games, she's telling us a story about how she met someone. This is a four-year relationship. And on the four-year relationship, they went to Sherry's, where she had the Marion Berry pie, with probably with the thinking, the just the rational thinking that, hell, if this doesn't work out, at least I've had some Marion Berry pie. You know what I mean? Yep, but like, so they have that. You have this pie.
Yes.
Okay, and then what happens?
Oh, well, and then so I give him a ride back home because he didn't have a car. So.
Wow, strong start. But
get back to his apartment, and he was like, you want to come up and play some Battleship? And I was like, is that an innuendo?
Now, hold on now. Now, see, here's the thing.
Love is a battlefield.
Love is a battleship.
Now, here's the thing.
It gives no meaning that I sunk your battleship.
I got it. Oh, no. Oh. I want to put it. This is a shout out to this guy. Because this guy, let me tell you something.
You know him.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. I'll tell you later.
So I'm invested. Okay. So, listen. This guy just had pie at Sherry's. Then is driven back to his house by this date, which is, you know, no shame in that. They, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
It's fine.
It is what it is. And then gets to his house and he's like either very seriously making this statement or this is just some wild Hail Mary.
This is the old school Netflix and chill.
You know what I mean?
This guy goes, pie and battleship. I just had pie.
And you know what? I want to play some Battleship while I got a person to do it.
He's like, now I got you in my clutches. Now I have somebody to play board games with.
Okay, so he looks you in your eyes and he says,
literally into my soul. And he's like, do you want to come and play Battleship?
And what do you say?
And I was like, what? But obviously, like my first instinct. And I was just like, do you actually mean Battleship or is this like a ploy? And he was like, no, honestly, like I'll
whip this guy's serious.
I'll whip you a Battleship. And wow. I was just like,
oh, snap.
Here we go. Because
initially I was like, no, I don't want to play Battleship with you. And he was like, no, I'll beat your butt at Battleship. And I was like, okay, well, we'll see about that. You know? So I like grab my, I like huff and grab my purse. And I'm like, no, here we go. I'm like
stomping up the stairs
to his apartment. And I'm going to get you.
A little side thing here. If this guy was a serial killer, like
I would have been gone.
Oh, it would have been gone. Just like he would have just challenged your ego and be like, "I'll beat you at Battleship," and you're like, "No, you won't."
La, 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 la. Hell, you say. But like, somebody go up there. Sure enough, he wipes the floor with me at Battleship.
Well, he told you.
He did tell me, but I was like, Jesus Christ, no mercy.
And you weren't.
Like I was like, I thought you liked me.
Hold on.
Didn't even try to let me win, even a little bit.
I think he started with the phrase, I'm going to beat you at Battleship.
He did. I thought he was lying.
Yeah. Well, that's a weird game to brag because it's all like, it's pretty much luck until you hit something.
After the first game, he's like, no, I have an algorithm. And I was just like,
he did.
You're stupid. There's no such thing. And he was like, no, I know how to do this. And I was just like, no, you don't. And the second game, I was like, best 2 out of 3. Like,
Faith, you are just so like,
we
lucky.
Gotta get this.
You are so lucky man's vice was Battleship.
I know. Well,
because this is serial killer territory,
literally right after
he had
that,
an algorithm, Faith.
After the third game, he was like, you want to be my girlfriend? And I was like, I have to beat you at something.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I was like, yes, I'll be your girlfriend, but we got to play Catan. Oh, God. It was a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't played Battleship to this day.
Oh, my.
I can't look at those little pegs in those little ships no more.
I see an aircraft carrier, and I just start to seize.
What I love is that this show is going on the radio.
So sorry, John.
With a lot of censor beeps, too.
With some censor beeps.
Sorry.
Too so far.
This is the best.
And it wasn't me this time. I just want to point that out.
One time is not you, Amanda.
Yeah, so I'm going to brag.
Just brag about it, okay?
One time.
Yeah.
Pictionary. What about Pictionary?
Ooh, I love Pictionary.
I'm actually pretty good at Pictionary, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like Amanda would be better. I feel like Amanda's like a good drawer.
I feel like John's the sleeper on this one. He said nothing, and I know that he knows how to play.
I'm staying quiet on this one because I can't draw for nothing. My art skills
That's exactly
are
what someone would say if they could. They like to, you know, there are certain board game players that are like, they like to fly under the radar, and then you just see the mad competitiveness.
Like the pool sharks.
Oh, man.
She's a Pictionary.
Some Pictionary or something, or they pouncing you on some Yahtzee or something. Like, I'm telling you, like, there are some serious board game players out there. And I know this because, let me tell you something, you guys might not know this, but I am a 7-time world champion in Uno.
Oh, no.
You're so...
You made yourself
It is hard out there. Heavy,
I say this
heavy is the crown.
From the bottom of my heart.
And to wear it as long as I've worn it.
Being
the world champion at Uno, Faith, being the world champion at Uno, it's hard.
You're the world champion of
Have you seen how heavy that belt is? Have you seen how heavy it is? Heavy.
It's made of plastic.
Heavy plastic though, Faith.
Heavy plastic.
Heavy plastic.
Plastic is thick.
Yes, it is very thick.
Okay.
With 2 C's.
Oh, God.
Well. Yeah, no, so I know when he was serious about Battleship, I know he was serious about Battleship.
So you do the same thing with Uno, though. That would be...
Well, no.
Come on.
I don't think I'm on that level.
You know? I don't know. How heavy is the belt crown
Whatever. But I'm not...
You're wearing your belt wrong, James.
I'm not leading for a date with, do you want to go play Uno? I'm not leading with that.
You're not going to do you want to play, but you just casually be like, oh, did an Uno card fall out of my shirt? That's so weird.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing, though. Now that I know that it might work, I might just pull this guy's plan.
You got me for 4 years.
It couldn't hurt. Couldn't hurt.
It's one passionate night of Battleship.
Play Uno for Quattro, baby.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the Pictionary thing, I can already tell you that I'm okay at that.
Mm-hmm. See.
But I already know how I'm going to die.
Oh, wow.
See, I'm going to be playing charades.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to have a heart attack when it's my turn.
Oh, my
And I'll be
gosh.
Sitting there.
And then
people will be like, Sanford and Son. Elizabeth.
Heart attack? It's a heart attack.
Is it a heart attack? Am I shaking your head?
All right.
He takes his game playing seriously.
He's committed to the bet.
Oh, my gosh. All right. What about the dreadful Monopoly?
Nope.
I don't think it's dreadful.
Anymore.
I just think so. Like the way that my family played it, because there's a lot of us. Mm-hmm. My dad made up so many rules. Mm-hmm. So he's one of those people that like, here's the rules, and then halfway through the game, he'd be like, but what if this thing and all these new rules are specifically to benefit him? So then I play with people.
Yeah.
Like in my family, we play this, and like that's not a thing. And then I'm like, my dad lied to us. Sneaky little thing.
I remember there was at one point we were playing back when I used to smoke cigarettes. We'd be at a certain point there was like a group of us and we were like trading cigarettes for like properties because we didn't have enough Monopoly money, and I was
folks.
Like
you're playing poker
that,
rules with
that
Monopoly.
Turned into like actual cash, and so I was like giving people $5
do you live inside properties. An episode of Orange is the New Black, is this what is going on?
My whole life,
every peek into your life is like some part of a sitcom
something,
or
just something absurd.
I love this.
I'm so That's sorry amazing. To anyone who ever thought I was respectable.
Wait a minute. For anyone who don't, because none of you know this, but like her and her sister put some stuff online, and I love them for this, but lately it's been like Faith is talking about using sulfuric acid or some kind of acid.
Phosphoric acid.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. As some kind of... tasting
acid
concoction.
Super sour, right?
Acid phosphate. It's a flavorless sour solution, and you put it in drinks.
You know, I'm starting to think that that man was not a serial killer. I think that you might be the serial killer.
It was me all along.
Yeah. Oh, what a twist.
That's what I'm starting to think.
M. Night Shyamalan?
You know what I mean? Like, she says it's somebody I know, but like, I'm not so sure. Maybe she's creating
an
alibi.
Someone
you used to know.
You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll be right back.
Community Radio Like This is brought to you by the generous support by our founding sponsors at ADCO Commercial Printing and Graphics, Clark County's local print shop since 1993. ADCO features stationery, posters, flyers, tickets, business cards, stickers, catalogs, and much more. Print on anything and mail anywhere. Learn more at ADCO1.com. That's ADCO, the number 1.com.
You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindy.
And I'm Faith.
hey, we're talking about board games or games in general at this point, right? Yep. And we were just talking about Guess Who.
Oh, my God.
What? Yep.
Guess Who was like...
Well, we were just talking about Monopoly. Now we're talking about Guess Who.
Oh, we were talking about Prison Monopoly. Rules.
Because I'm
Prison
Rules
Monopoly. Prison Rules Monopoly with cigarettes.
That's right. And, you know, some quarters and a dollar if you really want Boardwalk.
I think we're cementing whether Faith is actually a serial killer, too. But we'll leave that as a recurring bit.
Wait until we talk about Guess Who.
Like that.
It'll naturally progress on the shows, right?
I feel like Guess Who is the best game to, like, play and not by the rules. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
How do you cheat a Guess Who? Lie?
You just like, no, you don't cheat, but you're just like.
I believe that's how that works.
Yeah. It's really fun because you're like, does your person look like they get a plain latte at Starbucks?
Oh, that's a fun way to play.
Does your person look like a substitute teacher?
It's like roasting Guess Who. Dig, yeah.
Guess Who got roasted?
Yeah. It's Maria.
Does your character look like a cop from the 70s?
Exactly. Oh, it does.
I like that. That's
and then
way,
all of a sudden, all of the little things flip down. You can hear the clattering.
Yep.
What about backgammon?
I've never played backgammon. Never.
Yeah? I think that's a generational game, right? But it's something that like gets passed like down through the generations, like cribbage or something.
Yeah, my mom tried to teach me how to play backgammon and cribbage, and I won at both of the games, and she never asked me to play again, and so I don't remember the rules.
That sounds like a backgammon or a cribbage player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was like, no, that sounds exactly like what they sound like.
Yeah, I put backgammon over there with Parcheesi.
Oh, man, Parcheesi. Jeez. Oh.
Me neither, but I really want to learn how to play generation.
Pinochle. Pinochle. Wow. Yeah.
I thought Parcheesi was a fun word to say, but Pinochle.
Pinochle.
Very fun.
Y'all want to play Pinochle?
Card games is its own show.
It is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Card games. Yeah, no, card games is really, really dope. But we were talking about Monopoly, and then we already hit up Risk. You know, I feel like there are some board games that are out there that just should not exist, and I don't consider them board games, honestly.
Like what?
Well, what is the purpose of a Ouija board other than to conjure demons?
Not a board game, though. That's a whole different.
No, they sell it in the board game aisle, and it shouldn't be there. Amanda, you're exactly right. It shouldn't be there. It shouldn't be in the aisle. It should be in the trash can in the back because it shouldn't be getting sold in the first place.
Well, you shouldn't throw it away. I don't think that's a good idea either.
Somebody will find it, and then they'll conjure some kind of demon.
Jumanji, yeah, exactly. Find a buried on a beach somewhere.
No, see, I like Jumanji, though.
No, that's good, but that's a movie.
James,
calm down.
Yeah, I like
James, you say that it doesn't belong in the board aisle, in the board game aisle, but I've seen many demons be brought up from playing Monopoly.
Maybe
we should move
honestly.
That's
conjuring up a lot more evil with Monopoly.
I would agree with that. I would agree.
Yep. Nope,
I heard Monopoly was made
to
kind of like show how messed up capitalism is. I heard someone say that.
I think that was like
it's supposed to make you angry because it's not fair and it's BS.
That's
basically
why they originally like made it to like show like how unfair that things can be, and then people were just like, this is amazing and fun.
They do that to everything.
They complain about Monopoly being all capitalistic and everything, but come on, it does have universal basic income.
That's true.
Every time you pass that ghost, you get your $200.
Yeah, but you got to make it past the go.
And if you're not working for it, you just drive past. Yeah.
You just drive past.
That's true.
Reach out, grab your $200 and go.
Just so easy, John.
Evenly? Or is there everybody starts out with the same amount of money?
I mean,
right?
You do.
Yeah.
You do. But
I mean, it's just like your roles and you know who goes first and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think that's like. I don't think that's the problem. I think as soon as you hit like a. I think there's a certain amount of risk that we have to take.
I thought we were talking about a Monopoly.
See, I get serious.
Have anyone in this room?
Yeah, I've used one.
I knew Faith.
Look at me. That wasn't on your application. That wasn't on your application.
Look, Demi, just get a load of me, okay?
Okay, hold on. I didn't see that on there. You should have put that out there before you got here.
You know what? This is on you for knowing me before you invited me onto this show.
Oh, wow. Folks, the truth is coming out
literally
in this episode.
Literally just like... a t-shirt full of skeletons sitting here.
I thought that was just for Aaron. Studio. But she's out here using Ouija boards, y'all. And I think we should have a talk about this.
I don't use them often, okay? I don't use them. I actually advise people probably not to use them.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some terrible things at 3 a.m.
Oh, man. The Ouija boards and those puzzle boxes from Hellraiser. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why they exist. They shouldn't be sold anywhere. You know, it's
I don't know what that is.
It's all, oh, God.
For some reason, the first thing I thought of.
Have you ever seen Hellraiser?
No. The first thing I thought of was a Rubik's
Amanda,
Cube.
You're doing, you're I haven't seen Hellraiser either. I like that.
Okay, well, I was homeschooled. What? So I don't know what you guys want from
me. Doing you don't know about Pinhead?
Here's the thing. I can't.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I will watch true crime all day. I cannot watch scary movies because they give me nightmares.
See, and that's faith in a nutshell.
Okay, scary movies is another show.
I can listen to, you know, real life murders for forever and ever and ever. And then as soon as I see a horror movie, I'm like, I have to sleep with the lights on.
I would get scared at moments. Because if you remember, horror movies used to have the violins playing in the back like when the character was walking through
something
a house or
scary
something.
Was gonna happen.
And then that's iconic. You know what I mean? Everybody knows what that sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if you were listening to like a Freddy soundtrack, you'd know what that sounds like too.
But now they don't have any warning at all.
No.
They're
breaking
bam,
all
happened.
The rules that were set before, you know?
You just like, get desensitized or comfortable and they're like, now we really have to just destroy you.
And you're like,
I remember when the first Saw movie came out. You guys remember when the first Saw movie came out?
I didn't see the Saw movie.
You know why I hate that one? Because the first murder victim, it's the clown on the bicycle, and he goes, "Hello, Amanda." And I was like, "Great, I'm gonna have a nightmare."
Like,
I didn't even have to imagine anyone else's name.
Yep.
And
yep.
I did, and I wasn't supposed to see it, but I was at a slumber party in middle school, and I couldn't tell my parents because I wanted to be cool, but everyone was like falling asleep on the floor in their sleeping bags.
Except Amanda.
I just kept seeing the little, "Hello, Amanda," clown, like on his little tricycle.
Oof.
So we're going to sneak onto her phone and make that as her ringtone.
Oh, no.
I ain't scared of that now.
See, this is the prankster
Where are you?
John is the prankster here. Man, but no, getting back to that, these sounds, man. And now they just like, you know, they used to tell stories back then. Like, if you knew what the kind of what the story was for Friday the 13th or Halloween, like there's a story, you know what I mean? Freddy Krueger, there was a story or whatever.
Yeah.
And the first Saw, I would say that was a good one, and even maybe two. But at some point, horror movies just moved to like gore just for absolutely no reason, and the story was just like lost. Like
You just cringe because it makes you so uncomfortable, and this it's like torture.
Yeah,
just
pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's like, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, at a certain point, board games became just like.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you guys remember that mall game that just became? It was just about shopping.
Yes. I remember
it's like a Barbie mall adventure game, and it was just like see how much stuff you can buy.
Let me tell you something. Does anybody remember the game Farmville?
Oh yeah,
on your phone.
On your phone.
Oh my gosh,
what Facebook used to be.
You farmed.
I
on your phone.
No, people I knew played that, and I couldn't. My brain hurt.
That was like,
they're like, okay. I grew a bunch of crops. I'm like, you can do that in real life. Like, no, it's way more fun to stay here for 8 days and harvest some carrots. I'm like, you're a dork and you need to go outside.
Anti-phone games for so long, and I just started playing this game called Egg Incorporated, and it's literally just like, it's a chicken farm.
It's
and you just hold down a button. Faith. You hold down a button, and the hen house just produces like a swarm of chickens.
Faith,
and you just see how much money you can make from the
eggs. I say this with love.
This is the mall game.
You know you can do that.
That's the whole game.
You know you can do that in real life, though, Faith. Like,
well,
if anyone were going to raise chickens, I think you would.
I think it would be
chickens.
Me. No. I'd raise a great chicken.
Oh my gosh, folks! You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindeal,
and I'm Faith.
And we'll see you next time.
The 18th annual Vancouver Peace and Justice Fair is coming up Saturday, September 11th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Esther Short Park. The Vancouver Peace and Justice Fair will showcase individuals, social justice groups, peace organizations, faith communities, performers, artists, businesses, and environmental activists who are making the world a better place. There will be many new activities, exhibitors, and sponsors, as well as returning favorites. More information and volunteer opportunities available at VancouverPeaceAndJusticeFair.org.